I am the mongoose, letting loose up your caboose, riding solo, a solo ho, because to my right, not to my right, still, he was trying to pull a stunning comeback, but unfortunately, Sal Baps, the fighting Italian stallion that he is, could not make it tonight. But he is going to be calling into the show to giving out his picks on this eventful week 13. I am flying high, not just because I'm a goose, but because the boss cock lock is now, let me do the math, 8-4 on the year. Holy shnikes, 8-4. Can you believe it? I can't. If you saw the rest of our picks, it was not a great week by any stretch of the imagination. Sal Baps went 2-5, not very good. I went 3-4, a little better, still not very good. Still not worthy to rock this, the money chain worth $1.2 million. Nobody is worthy to rock it. It's like Captain America's shield. Nobody, or Thor's hammer. Not speaking of my hammer, but, you know, from Marvel, Thor's hammer. Nobody is worthy to rock the money chain. But here we are with the boss cock lock. The only thing that you should ever trust our dumbasses with your money, with a mortgage. 8-4 on the year. Holy shit. That is cash money hoes. So it's on the goose's mind. Oh, I don't know. We have a libertarian with Ron Paul ideals, the hair of Donald Trump, the taste of women of John McAfee, and pragmatism. Maybe that's how what I'm trying to say. But the realness. Tuned in to the cultural zeitgeist that is the new president of Argentina. What a day. What a fucking day. Argentina. I've been thinking of moving to Argentina since, honestly, like the end of the original Dexter. A lot of blonde hot hoes down there, let's be honest. Good weather, depending upon if you're like in the northern part. Pretty fucking cool soccer jerseys. What's better than the Adidas Argentina soccer jersey? And now apparently a legitimate, base as fuck libertarian president. Just saying, Argentina looks pretty good right now from this guy's vantage point. As I just broke my glasses. So here we are in college football, the final week of the year. Are there games that I love on this slate for this week? No, there's not really. Do we like some games, though? Are we trying to fall in love with like? Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit, you know? Kind of like the girl on Hinge who's super hot, but you know she's a crazy psycho. You're trying to force yourself to fall in love. That's kind of how I feel for this week here in the college football slate. Nevertheless, though, we do have some picks here, even minus my partner in crime. We are going to have a quick show here probably this week, but we are going to get into our picks. So let's just get into it. Let's call this asshole right now. Let's see the man, the myth, if he even picks up. I have his picks.
Yo.
You're live on the air. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was watching you the whole time.
Oh yeah, nice. How do you rate the intro so far?
I thought it was great. I thought it was amazing that we're discussing the incredible situation in Argentina right now.
Yeah.
How about this guy?
Yeah, I mean, wait, hold up, Sal Baps. I gotta turn off my heater. It's too fucking loud. Hold up. All right, Sal Baps, I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to get the best audio here with you. So go ahead and continue.
Yeah, I mean, dude, this guy literally chases liberals around the streets with a chainsaw.
I agree. He's chasing liberals around on the streets with a chainsaw. If that's not...
Like, this happened. This isn't fake. This yeah. is real. This is great news.
Yeah.
He finally had libertarians show up, and look what happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It had to take Argentina for it to happen.
Right, right. But we do have the we do have the example now of Argentina. Can the United States, Sal Baps, can the United States turn it around?
No. Absolutely not.
Optimistic. I like where your head's at.
No.
You're a glass half full. For the audience just joining, Sal Baps is he is sick as fuck. So
dude, I'm dying. Yeah, like I literally called off all week. I'm still in bed. I'm literally But my brain is still working. I still have what I believe is a good board here, and I'm ready to get into it if you're ready to get into it.
I am.
Bad rankings dropped. They're the same. Nothing's changed. Florida State's out. Washington's in. But we know that's going to go away because Oregon's better than them, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, so rankings did drop. I agree with Sal Baps. I'm not really interested in it. It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
All that matters is this week, the final week of the regular season, all the cards here are gonna be, you know, into place, and then we're going to have conference championship weekend, and that's really the only rankings that matter then, literally. So, Sal Baps.
We'll go over it next week when I'm not. When I come back from the dead here, and we'll go over and preview conference championships and talk about, you know, bowl projections and whatnot. But as far as this week, we need a bounce back week. I understand that our lock's been hitting, but we need to end the season strong here. So I am going to start out.
Hold up, Sal Baps. Before you get into your pick six, do like and subscribe to us here in the channel. Like and subscribe wherever your button is, this way, that way, that way. Like and subscribe. Help us get our numbers up or we will, I don't know.
We'll burn your house down.
Yes, we will pull an Argentina president and burn your house down, or we will literally have Russian bots be our followers, and we'll just do it that way. We don't.
What's gonna happen? It is what it is, dude.
Yeah.
We'll have fake followers.
Yeah, we will have.
Listen, I know we talked about this. I do like Penn State here. I think this is like a typical Penn State game where I do believe that. This is a game that they'll blow out Michigan State, save the reputation of their year, finish the year in the top 10, get a great bowl game, and continue their Ponzi scam of what they do.
Okay.
So I do like Penn State to cover the 21 against Michigan State. I do believe that Michigan State, there's just so much of a talent. Like separation between these teams. Yes, Penn State can't beat Michigan. Yes, they can't beat Ohio State. But we're talking about walk-ons here versus Penn State. Come on. Like, come on here. Like, this is just dumb to me. So I'm going to go with Penn State here. And to be fair, and for the record.
What's the line? Is it 21 and a half? What's the line?
Yeah, it's 21. And to be fair to Penn State, they are one of the top 20 most profitable teams in the country betting so far.
Absolutely.
So we have to give them credit for that. We have to go with statistics here. So I'm going to go with Penn State as the first pick. The next pick, Ohio State +3.5. I got 3.5. The line is down to 3. Depends on where you're getting this line. I pushed this in at 3. I think Ohio State's better than them. Michigan does not have a coach. I think this thing is fucked. This whole thing with Harbaugh is fucked. I like Ohio State to win the game outright, but we're going to take the field goal, or if you get a field goal and a hook or whatever.
I'll give you up on. I've seen 3 in the hook. I'll give you 3 in the hook. That's fine.
Yeah, it is available. So if you're shopping around out there, that's what I'm on here. Now, I know a lot of people are probably going to be on Ohio State here, but a lot of people have been back in Michigan all year too. So I do believe the ticket splits are going to be pretty solidly okay here. The taking this isn't going to be that bad. And what do we know about Ohio State, right? It's like they have more dynamic players, dude. Like Harrison Jr. is still more dynamic than anyone on Michigan. I mean, Michigan thinks they're going to run the ball 100 times, throw 2 passes, That's not going to happen, dude. And you know what? Michigan didn't look great last week.
Okay.
We didn't.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with Ohio State +3.5. The next play, we're going to keep it Ohio, but Miami of Ohio. I'm going to go with Miami of Ohio -6.5 at Ball State here. Guess who else is one of the most profitable teams in the country?
Yeah, Chuck Martin.
Miami of Ohio, dude. Yeah. So, statistic game here. And the reason why I'm going with statistics is because I've been asked for like a month with these plays other than the locks. So I'm going to have to go with what statistics tell me will hit. This is a profitable team. Miami of Ohio is super profitable. If you've been betting them all year, you're up a lot of money. Now, the total here is low. It's 35.5. So if anyone out there is looking at that, something to consider. But I do like Miami of Ohio here -6.5. Moving into the next play. Now, I don't know what you're on, but you know who else is profitable? I'm going to tell you how profitable they are because you've already been telling us how profitable they are. Guess who's 10-1 against the spread?
Arizona.
They're laying 11 against Arizona State. I know it's a rivalry game, but what I saw last week from Arizona State, it's the time for them to be competitive is over. Arizona's hot. We have to continue to roll with them. We just have to trust that this team is about shit. They're 10-1 against the spread. I know it's dangerous. I don't exactly love this play, but statistics are telling me Arizona will cover. Moving on to the next one. More road chalk here. Guess who the most dangerous team in the country is? Alabama. Auburn is not what we thought they were. This is not working out, dude. This is not a team.
They lost to New Mexico State last week.
They are fucking absolutely lost right now. It is going to take a couple years to rebuild this. Alabama is just too much for them, and they are coming for a playoff spot, dude. They're going to have to blow out Auburn here at Auburn and go into, what, Georgia? Is that who they would play in the title game?
Yeah, it's Georgia-Bama, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, like, this is a game here to just, it's low-hanging fruit I'm going to grab at it. So my next play here, dude, and this is kind of gay, but guess what? I am going to roll with Clemson, dude. I think that they've turned their
gay.
They're laying 7 in South Carolina. Another rivalry game. But, dude, look, it's hard to deny what we've seen from Clemson the past couple of weeks, right? I mean, it's hard to deny it, dude. They look like a completely different football team.
Yeah.
I don't know what your thoughts on that, but, like, I thought they were going to dog this, but, man, did they look good. And even at the end of the year last year, man, they started to come on a little bit. So I'm going to roll with them here. My next play is going to be Kansas State -9 hosting Iowa State. I mean, look, guess who else is profitable? Kansas State. They're 8-3 against the spread, man. I know it didn't work out last week when I took them, but, dude, look, they're at home. I highly doubt that Iowa State's going to be able to hang within this number here. So there's still things to play here for KSU in terms of bowl games here. So that's what I'm going to roll with. And my last play here is going to be, I believe, if I can find it, I'm going to go with Oregon in the last Civil War. -12.5.
Okay. I like that.
That's the last one ever. Why not go out with a bang? Bo Nix is playing for that Heisman Trophy. The offense is unstoppable. Oregon State should be a little physically banged up a little bit with a tough game they had with Washington last week. Oregon's coming in essentially untested for weeks now. I believe that this is a game that could be close early. We see Oregon separate later and win by 2 touchdowns.
Boom. Like it, Sal Baps. Is that
that's my picks.
All right, Sal Baps, get better. Stop being sick.
Dude. I know, man. Dude, it's that time of year. It's holiday season. It's getting cold out. Illegal immigrants are all over the place. There's protests. That means I get sick. So that's what it is.
Well, Sal Baps, there's always hope that we could move to Argentina. So
you know what, dude? I might just be one of those people that just starts wearing a mask in public. Like, I made fun of these people, but, like, at the end of the day, they know what's up. They probably do know what's up.
No, no, Sal Baps, we're not defending masks on this show. Masks are bullshit. They don't work. You say that, I will literally excommunicate you from the show for a gym, 3 weeks. We will give you a Jim Harbaugh suspension if you say that again.
I'm not actually going to wear a mask.
Okay.
I'd rather get sick than wear a mask, dude.
They don't fucking work anyways. All right, that's Sal Baps. Sal Baps, go get better. All right, sounds good. All right. That was the one and only Sal Baps, unable to join us because he is sicker than a dog. So, yeah, shout out Sal Baps. Tweet him, by the way. Send him a dick pic. He'll love that. Send him, I don't know, send him your pics, and he'll kind of, you know, rate your pics. He is on, follow us on Twitter at Butter and Hose. We do have the link to his personal page. I believe it's something gay, like Quarantined Ben. Which is like Ben Roethlisberger. He's a huge Steelers fan. So not the greatest handle, Sal Baps, you marketing wizard, you. But nevertheless, let's get into my picks. As far as Sal Baps' picks, listen, outside of our Boscock lock for the week, there is nothing here that we really love. Like I said, it's a lot of like. I like them. I don't love them. But nevertheless, let me get into my first play here. I'm going to take Missouri on the road, -8.5. Missouri here trying to go 10-2 for the first time since, what was that gay defensive lineman they had who was on Oprah? They went to the SEC championship game. I think it's the last time they had 9 wins in a season. What was his name? Michael something. Sal Baps probably would know. But it was a literal gay defensive lineman for University of Missouri. It's been a hot minute since Missouri had a ball club. Kind of ironic that we just went on Austin Peterson, AP for Liberty. Subscribe to his show here on Rumble, AP for Liberty. It is kind of ironic that we just went on AP for Liberty, though, and Missouri is having this historic year. Who knows? Maybe the craziest weekend of college football happens, or the next 2 weeks here. Maybe Mizzou, makes its way into the college football playoff. We'll see. But nevertheless, this is an Arkansas team. Raheem Sanders and a couple other running backs are hurt out of the game. Sam Pittman is coming back for another year, so Sam Pittman, the cold beer swiggler, moonshine maker that he is going to come back for one more year, so good for him. As far as this game goes, it is a rivalry game like a lot of these games. I forget what the fucking trophy is. I think it's like the Golden Boot or something retarded like that. But we're going to take Missouri -8.5 and count on Arkansas to pack it up. And next one here, I'm doing it. Sal Baps says he would fight with me. He would say, what are you thinking right now? Well, what am I thinking? I'm taking the over in Ohio State and Michigan, -45.5. Why? Why are you doing that? You have these defenses. Michigan passed the ball literally 8 times against Penn State. Not so fast, my friend, in the words of senile Lee Corso. This game, I've bet the over 2 straight years. This game has been profitable for me 2 straight years. I think there are things in the bag of Michigan, in the bag of Ohio State, that we haven't seen yet. It's like when you're with that kind of freaky type girlfriend and, you know, she pulls out the bedazzled dildo and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Is that for you? That ain't for me. Or, you know, what are you using this object for? And then you see what it is, which, you know, usually it is up your ass, but nevertheless, yeah, you just don't know. And I think we're going to see a lot of bedazzled dildos this weekend in the Ohio State Michigan game yet again. 45.5 is too low. We had snow, what was it, 2 years ago? It didn't matter. We still hit the over easily. I think probably if you want to bet the first quarter under, I'm okay with that. But the total game line, I'm going over. These teams, they are literally, this is a playoff semifinal, essentially, or quarterfinal. You have to win this game. You have to put everything out there to have a chance to beat Iowa by 4 touchdowns in the Big Ten championship game. But I think we're going to see a lot of fireworks in the second half. Like I said, if you want to bet the first quarter under, not against that. But I'm going to take over 45.5. Next one here, one of the hottest teams in the country. Can't fucking believe it because I don't like this coach at all. But John Rhys Plumlee, ever since he's come back from injury, has been a bona fide superstar. Probably been a bona fide superstar as well down there in Orlando with the Central Florida co-eds who, as far as underrated colleges and hot chicks in the country, UCF, right up there. It's not quite, you know, the juggernaut of an Arizona State Arkansas, but East Carolina. But I will say UCF definitely up there with the juggernauts of the sport of whoring. So we're going to take Central Florida -13.5, Houston's dog shit. It's at home in the bounce house. I think Central Florida continues their momentum, and John Rhys Plumlee he's all about that. You know, how that Tate, John Plumlee. Next one here. I'm going to get it while it's still under a touchdown. I'm going to take Kansas -6.5. Jason Bean is confirmed to be coming back for this game. It's at Cincinnati. Cincinnati, another new Big 12 dog shit team. Jason Bean here is going to light that ass up. Ballard, by the way, came in. I said he was dog shit. The son of the Colts GM. Once again, credit to Lance Leopold. In 1 week of practice, he got Ballard, the third stringer there, to almost knock off Kansas State. You give me back Jason Bean. Give me this Kansas squad. I'm going to take them under a touchdown against a Cincinnati team that if you get ahead of them by a couple scores, they can't throw the ball. Emory Jones there. Good luck. Good luck with that. Next play here. Oh, Jesus, hold up. I need to count my plays. How many do I have here? Fuck it. I'm doing it. It's the last week of the season, so let's go for it. I'm going to take Colorado State -5.5 at Hawaii. Everybody's talking about how Hawaii may be, like, I don't know, somewhat decent because they beat Air Force. Why? You beat Air Force in a game that Air Force had 5 turnovers, and their starting quarterback was out. As we know, this Air Force team is broken. We're going to take Colorado State -5.5. Do I love the pick? No. Am I going to take the pick? Yep. YOLO. And we are also, okay, this is the pick that I actually do love the most. If you're going to bet anything besides a boss cock lock, this is the play. Florida Gators team over in the swamp. Let's do the chop. Little gator chop in the swamp. Picture it. It's a night game. I think it's a night game. It's a night game in the swamp. That Tom Petty music is going. People are rabbling, rousing. Gainesville is kind of a unique area. It's like the convergence of the South meets the rest of Florida, and you got that humidity, you have that amazing stadium there, and then you have the Florida State Seminoles, wounded as can be, or in the case of Jordan Travis, a quarterback, literally wounded to the point that you cannot play the game. You also have Graham Mertz for Florida out, not so fast, because the backup there at Florida, I watched him last week. He is a better fit for this Billy Napier run-oriented offense. He has the dual threat capabilities, like what we saw last year with Anthony Richardson. I believe 21.5 is too damn low for a Florida offense. At the past couple weeks, guys, they've been scoring over 30 points every game. Defense has been vastly overrated. Maybe Florida State with homeboy there, Rodemaker or whatever, or Rodmaker, however you pronounce his name. You know, Rodmaker, maybe he just completely, you know, shits the bed and he's horrible. Florida State can't move the ball. Maybe he's great and the Florida defense is just even worse than we imagined. And then Florida does have to put the points on the board. They still got Montrell Johnson. They are running back. They still got a stud offensive line. I absolutely love Florida team over 21.5. Next one here. This is probably my second most confident pick. I'm going to take the LSU team over 39.5. What do we know about LSU? Dog shit defense. What do we know about LSU offense? They're trying to give Jaden Daniels the Heisman Trophy. And guess what? It might actually work. Brian Kelly knows this season is lost. He can't win anything. So he's trying to get them recruiting bucks and get Jaden Daniels that Heisman Trophy trophy. I think he may be able to do it. Looks like the odds are looking pretty good. So we're going to take the LSU team over 39.5. Speaking of team overs, I'm going to do it again. It fucked me last week, but I feel good about it this week. I'm taking San Jose State 27.5. This line has moved as low as 2.5 at UNLV. You guys know that we love our running Rebels here. Bet on them two straight weeks for the Boscock lock. Hit two straight weeks. Just saying. UNLV has a lot riding in this game. They need to win this game. There is no team in the Mountain West more hot right now than San Jose State. This is a very dangerous game for UNLV. There's a reason the line is as low as it is. 27.5 on the turf there in Vegas. I'm going to take San Jose State team over 27.5. Next one here. Salbaps got into it a little bit. Talked about Arizona. Talked about Arizona being 10-1 against the spread. This is a dangerous game, Salbaps. Here's why. Jaden Rashada, the five-star quarterback, has been out all year. Guess what? He's back. This is a rivalry game. Kenny Dillingham is an actual Arizona State alum. This game does freaking matter to him. Absolutely. The Arizona State defense has had some moments here where it's been, you know, very stout. Maybe we get that here again in Tempe. I'm going to take, though, the Arizona team over 30.5. As long as we have Jed Fish there as the coach, which probably won't be much longer, but as long as he is the coach, as long as Tatora McMillan is that wide receiver, all 6'5 of him, as long as Jacob Cowling and his yak is there, as long as Fafita, or however the fuck you pronounce his name, the fucking quarterback, you know who I'm talking about, from Servite, in Fuego. As long as those guys are there, as long as the defense is still there, Desert Swarm 2.0, I think this is I'm not going to take the line because I'm scared to with the rivalry game. I will take Arizona team over 30.5. So let's count how many games that is, because I've never been good at math. Hooked on Phonics, I was not hooked on. Missouri, that's one. Ohio, Missouri minus 8.5, that's one. Over 45.5, Ohio State at Michigan, 2. Central Florida, minus 13.5, 3. Kansas, minus 6.5, 4. Colorado State, minus 5.5, 5. Over 21.5, Florida, 6. Over 39.5, LSU, 7. Over San Jose State, 27.5, that's 8. And then over Arizona. Team, fuck it, it's the last week. Who gives a shit? You know, the Boscock lock is 8-4. I'm one game under 500, so it's either going to completely steamroll me and you're never going to hear about me ever talk about my season win-loss record ever again, or we're going to kill it, and then I'm going to speak about it almost as much as the Boscock lock. So we're going to go with it. 9 games that I am playing. We will be posting these on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure to follow us at Twitter. At Twitter, at Instagram, at Butter and Hose, because, you know, you get a little butter, you get the palate, you know, going, get a little flavor in the mouth, and you say, love me some butter, love me some ghee, grass-fed butter. What else could make this meal great? And it's Hose, you know, it's Hose. Little Hose, little seasoning, little, you know, double D turmeric, you know, on that butter in your chili. Mwah. The best thing you can do for this Thanksgiving season. So the Boscock lock. I'm talking here to Cocky. By the way, did you ever notice Cocky? He has a pretty sizable hole here for his mouth. I'm just saying, I'm not saying there's any illicit activity that Cocky has been up to, but Cocky definitely, you know, He has a big mouth, and I don't think it's because he's a DJ or MC. So, Cocky, tell me, who do you have here for the Boscock lock to push us to 9-4? Who is your pick? Really? After last week? Okay, Cocky. You heard the man. Boss Cock Lock, week 13. We're going to the Bluegrass State. We're going to the land that, is it the South? Is it the Midwest? Is it the Appalachia? It is the Appalachia. We're going to hang out with Ashley Judd. We're going to go down and buy some horses for $1.2 million. That horse is going to break its leg 3 weeks into its life, and then we're going to sell its sperm for $10.2 million, make more money. We're going to the land of Kentucky. We're going to the land of Louisville for a game between Kentucky and Louisville. Now you're saying, oh, Goose, are you going to be going with Louisville? Are you going to be going with a team in the top 10 of the echelon of college football? A team that just went down to fearsome Miami and won, showing their hardened status. A team led by the offensive genius firepower of Jeff Brohm, his brother, Brian Brohm, at offensive coordinator. A team where they once were led by the founder of Papa John's, but then he said the N-word, and we had to bring in Shaquille O'Neal to sell shakaronis. Well, you would be absolutely wrong. Call me crazy, and I am. We are taking the Kentucky Wildcats plus 7, a full touchdown. I just looked at DraftKings, a plus 7 on the road in Louisville for what is always a very underrated rivalry game. For what is always a very hotly contested game. Yes, Kentucky did lose to South Carolina last week. Not a great look. It was, though, only by 3 points. This Kentucky defense is stout. They are going to keep this team in the game. Louisville, ACC, I don't care what your ranking is. You should have lost that game to Miami last week. A Miami team, by the way, that Emery Williams did not play in because he was hurt. Tyler Van Dyke, the Dyke man that he is, not a great quarterback. He was Mario Cristobal, a man infamous earlier this year for not taking a knee and costing the Miami Hurricanes a win. You barely beat them. The ACC, it's the JV league this year. I would take, if you gave me, let's say, UNLV and Louisville on a neutral field, I would cap UNLV at plus 7.5. That's how little I think of Louisville. That's how little I think of the ACC. In a game here where an ACC squad is going to go up against the SEC, against Kentucky, against a hard-hitting defense, punch you in the mouth. I'm rolling. Me and Sal Baps together. This guy, at home, calling into the show like a champ. We're going Kentucky, plus 7, for the Boss Cock Lock. That's it. We win this, guys, and we are 9-4 on the Boss Cock Lock. We will post the plays on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure, like I said, to follow us. Like and subscribe to hear us on Rumble. Help us grow the channel. Guys, liberty, freedom, it can win. It can win. It will win. We took over Argentina. We took over Florida. Where are we going next with the Liberty Movement? I know where we're going. The Butter and Hose Rumble channel. Like and subscribe right now. I can't throw the flag. If you don't like and subscribe, that is a penalty flag. A penalty flag. Throwing that right at you. Like and subscribe right now here to the channel. Bowl season is coming. Oh, and you better believe I'm going to have some poontang parlays coming at you. Oh, we're going to go for big money, baby. $1 million parlays coming up. I am feeling so kind of good about them. It's going to be a great bowl season, but we need to finish out strong. We need to hit this Boss Cock Lock. We need to go 9-4. Help me believe Devin Leary, Ray Davis, run over that ass there in Louisville. Take down those chacaronis. Here we go, Kentucky Wildcats. Say your prayers, take your vitamins, grow your own food, make that bread, butter them hoes.